It's the trapologist coming through with the tea. We coming with the news, the culture you wait and see. Classy trap queens are the only thing to be. If you hear the laughing vibe, come take a seat and...
Welcome back. This is the Trapologist. I'm Key.
And I'm Kay.
And we just really want to talk to you guys. We want to, you know, of course, in the climate we're at, Black Lives Matter. There's a lot that's going on outside of COVID. And we just find that it's absolutely necessary that we also use our platform to speak up against the injustices with the Black community. Know that we support, we stand with, and that's what this is.
Period. We do, of course, support Black Lives Matter. We are Black. And this has just been like a trying time. I feel like mentally, emotionally, spiritually, just, and I know that it's a feeling that, Lord have mercy, it's a feeling that people across the globe are expressing, whether that be protesting and contributing in any way that they see fit. And we'll talk about some of those ways.
I definitely agree with the whole physically, emotionally, it's tiring. Yeah. I wake up and it's like, oh my gosh, like, it's, I don't know how to express it. Like, but every day I wake up, I'm just already tired and the day hasn't even started yet. It's just like, what's going to happen today? Who's going to try me today?
Yeah, it's, you know, definitely just emotionally taxing. Like, just, I don't know, I feel like things have a different feel right now, and I don't really know how to put that into words. Definitely, like, all of my social media, I ain't even been on Facebook, because I know it's probably, like, a million people that I'm probably have to unfriend, but, like, as far as my Twitter, like, it's just, like, consistent. Like, basically all my posts have that my timeline has are like Black Lives Matter, which is important. Go ahead and spread the word. Sign in a bunch of petitions. But yeah, the timeline has totally changed. And I think appropriately so. I think we definitely have a movement going right now. And it's important that we don't let it fizzle out. So like in the past, when we had like Sandra Bland, all the other people that have been victims of police murder, that we get mad for a little bit. And then we move on. This one, I can say, has been more consistent. I think we're at day 13 or so of the day after George Floyd was murdered by police. And protests are still going strong.
Yeah, I do agree. I feel like you said, despite all the other victims who have ultimately been changed into hashtags, I feel like this one, there's a lot more motion. I feel like people are holding others accountable. I may have missed some of the other ones, but it seems like with George Floyd, like, this is an instance where there is video footage of someone literally, you know, not doing anything, laying down, face down, already in restraints. Literally, you can't fight, oh, well, he was struggling, oh, he had a hoodie on, oh, he was talking back. He's literally just laying there. And I protested a couple of times, but one of the times I went to go protest, they had a moment of silence for the 8 minutes. Mm-hmm. And you never really realize how long 8 minutes really is. Like, we stood out there and I could have sworn it felt like 30 minutes went by. So you could only imagine having someone sitting on your neck for that long. Like, that's just, it's crazy.
Inhumane to, like, so that's our current climate. I'm sure y'all know, y'all are feeling it too. How did we get here? So one thing that kind of annoys me about, like, the nomenclature of this whole situation, people often call it police brutality, but I say let's call it what it is. Like, this is murder. Police are murdering people, and they're getting away with it for the most part. Hopefully that cycle doesn't continue. But I say let's call a spade, they're murdering people. That's what it is. They often, you know, do brutalize people too. So, like, thankfully the protests you went to were peaceful, but at those protests, oftentimes people are like losing eyes, losing teeth, being knocked on the ground. We be seeing old people knocked on the ground. It's just like they really don't care. They really rather brutalize everyone just to, you know, keep doing what they're doing. And it's sad. That's where we're at.
I agree. I've seen a lot of footage of, there was one in particular that I looked at the other day. I've been trying to limit my social media. I would definitely That's say smart. That on my personal page, it's really me retweeting information, things like that, you know, trying to educate myself. But I saw a video where there's protesters in the grass, you know, they're out of the road, whatever, you know, got their signs up. And there's police cars driving by them. And as they're driving, the police are spraying, well, I don't know what they're spraying, but I assume it's mace outside of the window into the crowd. And it's like, at this point, you don't even care to change the rhetoric behind being a police officer.
Right. You're brutalizing people at a protest against police brutality.
Right.
Like, what is wrong with you? So the thing about good cops, what do you think? Do you think they exist?
I do agree that not all cops are bad. I'm not one that generalizes often. Mm-hmm. I try not to overgeneralize. So I agree. But at the same time, it's not whether cops are good or bad. It's the fact that we have a system in place that supports murdering Black women and men at a higher rate. That's the problem. The
justice system is like basically non-existent when it comes to anything other than crimes committed by people of color. For the cops thing, like, I get like everybody that is a cop isn't like a horrible person, but I also think accountability isn't really upheld. So like just with George Floyd, those other police that sit there and watch him like kill that guy, I think that makes you a bad cop. And thankfully all four of them have charges pressed against them, but I think that happens every day, and a lot of it that we just don't see on television. So they have policies and procedures that target Black folks specifically, people of color, poor neighborhoods, things of that nature. And I think to willfully comply and enforce, I guess, procedures and policies like that, I feel like maybe it doesn't make you a bad cop because that's what cops are trained to do, but I think it makes you a bad cop.
Ultimately, it's like, I feel like there's a lot of protests against our protests at this point. And, you know, the rhetoric that, oh, all cops aren't bad. Maybe it was a bad day. You know, at the end of the day, if I step outside of my apartment and because I'm having a bad day, I do something that leads to somebody else's death, it does not matter what type of day I had. Ultimately, I am an adult. You chose to make decisions or not make decisions as far as the cops that were standing by. You chose to not intervene when someone was yelling, they can't breathe, and you sat here and watched someone sit his knee in his neck for 8 minutes. Like, I don't understand why people, I feel like there's the problem, which is murder, and then there's the whole, oh, well, he's not a bad person because he made a bad mistake. No.
Yeah. And then that goes the other way. So it all depends on, like, unfortunately, what the media portrays is, okay, he was a bad cop. I mean, he's a good cop, quote unquote. He was having a bad day. But let that have been a Black cop. And then just in the case of George Floyd, it's all the things that he's done in the past. So I was on Twitter, like, last night, and there's this picture going around, like, oh, he's a criminal. So is that worth somebody's life to you? Like, if this was your son or your grandson or your dad, like, if you had a fake $20 bill, it turns out it wasn't even a fucking fake 20, that's worth his life.
It does not matter. It doesn't matter. I feel like people take, okay, let's look at the outline of things. At the end of the day, a man was killed. A man was murdered at the end of the day. It doesn't matter if this man was a criminal. It doesn't matter if he was whatever. The fact of the matter is, it is still not okay for anyone to murder anyone else. And no repercussions.
Like, why is that a difficult concept to grasp? I don't know. I don't get that.
I really feel like the ignorance of everything overshadows the whole thing. Because I don't see not one circumstance, black, white, whatever, under any circumstance where I would say, you know what? It's okay that that person was murdered. They deserved it. No, there's nobody on this earth that has the power to take a life. No, there is no one on this earth that, in my opinion, has the power or the responsibility to take the life of someone else.
And then, like, I need to get off social media for a bit. But then there's this tweet that kind of set me the wrong way. So, like, you're just talking about, like, nobody deserves to be murdered or whatever. It was just like, the tweet said, "Now I'll tell you what lives don't matter." And it was like, animal abusers, child abusers, rapists, things like that. And I agree, those are all horrible crimes, but I don't know, like, those people still deserve to be murdered. Like, I just feel like we are taking this frustration and putting it the wrong ways. Like, I don't know.
I feel like it's the justice. Like, I understand for, you know, somebody's child that was molested or raped, that might not be deemed justice, but that is our justice system. Like, so I feel as though I definitely understand. I don't necessarily sympathize with animal abusers and that whole list. I don't sympathize with those people, but at the end of the day, them walking on the street, I do not feel as if they are deserving of being murdered. Just do not.
Yeah, it just, like, threw me off guard. It was like, you know whose lives don't matter? Like, I was like, ooh, that's, like, a little rough. Like, no. I don't know that their lives don't matter. Like, they committed heinous crimes. But just to say someone's life doesn't matter is, like, that's, like, I feel like that's about the lowest you can get. Like, as, I don't know, like, an insult or, like, a thought? I don't know how to judge that.
There are people with that mindset who also are supporting this. Because it's like, oh, well, they're a criminal. You know, their life doesn't matter. They're a criminal. No, yeah, you don't murder people because what you deem is a crime. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And a lot of things that are deemed as crimes or offenses don't seem to apply when depending on the race of the person doing it. And that kind of brings me to, like, things that we can do. So voting, of course, find out whenever your county is voting. Of course, we have the big presidential election coming up in November. I just checked here for my state. The last day to register for that, to make sure you're registered in time for the presidential election, it says voter registration deadline by October 9th. Get out there by August 9th just to make sure everything's good. So voting, continue to express how we feel. Do that however you feel you need to do it. Be safe. Protest. If you got a riot, I ain't gonna stop you. What are your thoughts on that?
My main thing, I truly feel as if in times like this, everybody has a role. What's starting to bother me, you know, I'll get on Twitter and there'll be someone that's like, oh, well, what are you doing? You're sitting here retweeting information. What are you doing? What are you doing for the cause? But that is a role. Retweeting is sharing
information.
There's, you know, I'm talking to my group of friends and everybody, you know, as we talk about it, because at one point I was like, come on, y'all. Like, where's the fire? Look, we need to get out. We need to go protest. Like, that's my role. I want to protest. I'm sharing information, but I'm also educating myself. I feel as if a lot of people don't realize that as much fire someone has under them, there's also a lot of things that are holding people back. You know, there's some positions that, you know, if they're out there protesting and are seen protesting, they could be fired from their job. There's some people, yeah, which that's a whole separate thing. Like, I don't understand how.
We can maybe get into that later if we like have time and stuff, but people being so after okay, I'm gonna say this quick little story and then we'll get back on track. But after the protest for Mike Brown, I forgot exactly what state, but y'all remember Mike Brown, the 18-year-old that was murdered by police. After the protest for him, there's like stories going out. I read this article that mentioned like several of the people who were like active and like faces of his protests ended up murdered in so-called like mysterious ways. So like people ended up being burned in cars, like drowned in ditches. Like you can go like look that up. There's an article about it. But just be safe out here at these protests too. Make sure you're covering your face. Don't have your, I don't know, try to, when you're out there, try to be a body and a face that's for the movement, but don't connect it back to your personal life if possible, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Like, don't be trackable.
Like, covering tattoos, visible markings that could also lead to your person. I know there's a lot of videos that are circulated and there are people that quote retweet and say, hey, can you delete this? You know, there's people's faces in this and this could get you in trouble. I have heard videos. I have heard stories, my apologies, of people who are then targeted by the police because of stuff like that. And they're using video cameras and stuff out on the streets to be able to identify protesters. So there's like a lot of there's a lot of tactics, I should say, people are using to try to, to limit that facial recognition.
So yeah, definitely try to cover up your face, and like any readily identifiable things about yourself. Don't go out there in your work uniform, or, you know, something crazy. But so what you can do: vote, express how you feel. Protest. There's a clip from a protester that was very active in like the civil rights movement. Fannie Lou Hamer, will insert a clip from her here.
This leads me to say, you know, all of the burning and bombing that was done to us and the houses, nobody never said too much about that, and nothing was done. But let something be burned, you know, by a black man, and then, my God, you know, you see, the flag is drenched with our blood. Because, you see, so many of our ancestors was killed because we have never accepted slavery. We had to live on it, but we've never wanted it. So we know that this flag is drenched with our blood. So what the young people are saying now, give us a chance to be young men, respected as a man. As we know, this country was built on the black backs of black people across this country. And if we don't have it, you ain't gonna have it either, because we gonna tear it up. That's what they're saying. And people ought to understand that. I don't see why they don't understand that. They know what they've done to us. All across this country, they know what they've done to us. This country is desperately sick, and man is on the critical list. I really don't know where we go from here.
You can also post, boycott, sign plenty of petitions. So when I say post, kind of like Key mentioned, like retweeting, sharing useful, verifiable information. Boycotting, spending your money where your life matters, basically, like avoiding corporations that don't value black lives, that actually maybe contribute to people who hold racist beliefs. So there's a lot of restaurants that donate to the re-election campaign of Donald Trump. There's a lot of like clothing brands and makeup brands. So those are all things that you can look up and try to maybe realign your income and your spending with companies that do appreciate Black lives. There's plenty of petitions. So one that I'd like to mention in particular is reclaimtheblock.org. That's reclaimtheblock.org. So that one focuses specifically on defunding the Minneapolis Police Department to properly allocate resources to other essential areas. So like schools, community centers, mental health, hospitals, transportation, and housing. This is specifically for Minneapolis, so it may not directly affect you at this time, but more cities could potentially use that model in the future. And when they say defund the police, that may sound like a radical concept, but education in the United States has been defunded for several decades, as time has gone by. Defunding the police because a lot of the quote-unquote crimes are directly a result of underfunding in some of these other areas that I mentioned that the goal of this petition is to refund. So definitely like schools, right. Mental health, transportation, housing, like all of these are things that people that directly affect people's lives. And without those things, you're more likely to commit crimes. So the thought is to reallocate those funds to help maybe be a preventative measure versus once these people fall victim to a system that is not meant to help them or protect them, funding the police to then assault them and police their neighborhoods. So check that out at reclaimtheblock.org. And then also on change.org, or is it change.com? Change.org, where all the petitions are. So there's petitions for everything. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor. I signed like I'm like 100 petitions the other day. So there's a petition for everything. So definitely check them out and sign.
I will also say, going back to when you said, you know, spending your dollar where your dollar matters. I will also say that just because it is Black owned does not mean that person aligns with your values. I feel as if it can be very easy to like, okay, well, this is a list of people that own a Black-owned business, and you know this is great, but we do need to start to research more. Like, I am shook about Chick-fil-A, and I feel like in these times it's like one of those things where when we are given information, we need to take it, digest it, and move forward with it. It's not a matter of, oh well, their chicken is so good. Okay, oh well. Like, you can't. I do feel like other chicken. Yeah, you can't be out here supporting those who are against your movement or your values, your morals. I don't understand that.
Yeah, they are against you as a whole, as a person. They are donating to a president that calls you thugs when you protest police brutality.
Right. So I feel as if with the whole, you know, do what you can. It's a matter of, it's more than just like expressing how you feel. I feel like at this point, you know, that was what, May 25th. At this point, okay, we've been talking about it a lot, but now it's okay, what are your solutions? I'm getting tired of seeing people on Twitter, Instagram, okay, like almost judging how someone else is trying to move forward with the movement. It's like, okay, you cannot judge someone if you don't have any solutions for yourself. This isn't the way to do it. What about this? Yeah. Why are y'all doing this? Why are y'all doing that? Okay, what are your solutions? Because if you're not bringing anything to the table, then you're wasting space and you're wasting energy. You're wasting time.
Yeah, don't deter people from doing something that you're, just because you disagree with it. And especially like you just said, like if you don't have an alternative or something better, then, you know, you can kind of keep that to yourself.
I agree. I feel as a whole, this is just, this goes more than just support. We need to start being there for each other. If I don't understand why somebody else is doing something, let me ask, let me get understanding, let me get their viewpoint. You might see looting as one thing, but, you know, to somebody else, that's how they feel like they can invoke change. And it just goes back to, at the end of the day, we are all individuals. There's nobody better than the next person. So your idea fits for you as an individual. My ideas fit for me as an individual. We need to learn how to be there with, how to be there for each other, although we may agree on different things. There's many ways to get to where we're trying to go. There's no right way versus a wrong way. Yes, some ways might be more effective and more efficient, but at the end of the day, I mean, at this point, why the hell not try it?
Right. Especially if you see something else that ain't been working, like, why are you coming at me for wanting to do something else? And that goes back to, like, celebrities, like Shekinah was crying about the Gucci store. You seen that?
Yes.
Like, you mad because people tearing up a store that has put out, you remember that little racist thing they put out, the little mask that had, like, the little monkey lips and shit on it?
Mm-hmm.
You crying about that? You crying about a store that doesn't, clearly doesn't care, like, to, I don't know, mock Black culture or whatever they want to do? Like, you crying about that versus, like, what the, you're missing the big picture. I feel like people who maybe think like that miss, definitely are missing the big picture.
You are crying about materials.
Yeah, we are
life. These are people's lives.
Yeah.
And although it doesn't directly affect you, this is your culture at the end of the day. These are your people. These are whether your supporters. With you or not. Right. So I have a question for you. As far as cancel culture, do you support cancel culture, or what are your thoughts on cancel culture?
Canceling, it depends on what they're canceled for. And if I agree with it.
Okay. I can agree.
So but I do agree with cancel culture. It just, like, for me, it has to be a valid reason, not because, like, oh, she switched makeup brands and I don't like that makeup brand. Like, shit like that.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I'm kind of referring to just based off of this whole movement, how there's been a lot of people that have been canceled. Like, Debbie and B. Simone, things, people like that, and how, like, a lot of people. Say that again.
Who was the first person you said?
Desi Banks.
Oh, I don't know her.
No, that's the dude who makes those videos, the Twitter videos. He's like, these how thugs do when X, Y, and Z.
Mm-mm.
He's really not that funny. But I know based off of, like, a lot of people's stuff, they're like, oh, why y'all canceling people for expressing their opinion? I feel like it's more than that. It's not a matter of opinion. It's a matter of their morality. Like, these are your morals or your values. If we do not align morally, then we just don't. I'm not the person.
Why am I supporting you?
Exactly. I'm not here to support you. I understand everybody has their own opinions, but that's deeper than if you have the opinion of whether you want to smoke a cigarette or not.
Right.
That's totally different than you support murdering Black lives.
Right. So yeah, I definitely saw the B. Simone. Trina was a shock for me. Trina's canceled. Like, hard down arguing with Trick Daddy because she didn't agree with the protesters and they messed up her friend's store. Like, girl, fuck your friend and her store. Like, this is bigger than that. Like, your friend owns a store that has insurance. They'll figure it out.
Right.
But yeah, I definitely believe in canceling people based off of this. There's a couple of celebrities that I'm like, I'm still waiting for y'all to say something. Y'all ain't saying nothing.
Like who?
I think, unless Kendrick said something yet today, Kendrick Lamar, like, I love him. But I'm going to just do a quick Google, like, while we're talking about it. I don't think Kendrick Lamar said anything about this. Like, he does in his music, but, like, as an active member of the Black community in this moment using your platform, I don't know that he has said anything.
Yeah, I'm looking on his page. He doesn't have anything. I wonder what he's doing. I haven't heard.
But he has definitely won, like, to, he definitely has plenty of songs about racial injustice and things like that, but just, like, actively in this moment, like, I feel like he definitely has, you know, a big platform and a way to contribute. So I'm just being on the lookout. I had to double check. I was like, did Beyonce say something? Because, you know, I fuck with Beyonce, but she did.
How do you feel about what she said? How do you feel about that?
I feel like it was a little passive. I remember I read it a couple of days ago, so I don't remember like exactly what she said, but I felt like I was decently okay with it.
I was okay. I don't know. There's also this thing with our expectations of celebrities and their platforms. Mm-hmm. I feel as if I expected it to be more like in your face. I feel like mm-hmm. that's how I've been projecting with all of this. Mm-hmm. I do feel like this is something that is definitely in our face, so I just expect right. the response to be the same. So yeah. I was expecting like, you know, hoorah, Black Lives Matter type thing. So I definitely agree. I did feel like it was passive. But I feel like at the same time, as long as with their platforms, you know, all it really takes is for them to say, hey, go sign this or go do this, and mm-hmm. it's gonna get done. Right. Overall, I feel as if, I don't know. I did feel some type of way though. I was like, Beyonce, I'm kind of disappointed.
Girl!
It kind of goes back into everybody's opinions. And then at the end of the day, celebrities have a lot to lose. Not saying that I'm defending those who stay quiet, but mm-hmm. that's their job.
Yeah, like, I get that. But I'm like, at the end of the day, you black, whatever, how much ever money you get, how many reviews you get, how many ever listens you get, you still gonna be black. So this is something that's unchanging about you. So you need to come on out.
And your biggest supporters are black.
Yeah. And also, so another way they can help is like putting their money where their mouth is. And I'm sure a lot of them are doing that. So
open your purse.
Yeah. They probably doing that. It's just that it's not all in your face.
Right. Like, I've seen a couple of stuff. That grammar was terrible. I saw a couple of things, like from Kanye, how Kanye has been donating millions of dollars to the cause and things like that. Which a lot of people were like, okay, so where's Kanye? Kanye's always talking, where's he at? You know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, I ain't even about to get in this whole little Twitter thing, but it was like, you know how Kanye was wearing MAGA hats and all that shit?
Yes.
They was like, it was all a scam. Like, we just need to get in so we can get some niggas free. But whatever, whatever, he donated. Kanye ain't never been canceled to me, but we'll talk about that on a later episode. I just think that, I don't know. I did expect more. And we can also insert this clip. I don't know. Like, I feel like we put these people on these platforms, and I don't know if all of them are necessarily deserving, because, like, when it comes to issues like this, they're silent uh-huh. at the end of the day. Other things we can do, so we talked about voting, expressing how we feel, being motivated to like inflict change, protesting, rioting, posting, boycotting, petitions, educating yourself. There's a lot of things we weren't talking about and we weren't taught in school. Holding yourself and others accountable. And I feel like I love this part of Twitter, have what I've been seeing. But let me go back to educating yourself. So a lot of stuff we weren't taught in school. Like, I know, in my little history or social studies class or whatever, we didn't learn about Juneteenth. We didn't learn about Black Wall Street. We didn't learn, like, we learned about Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks and stuff like that, but we didn't learn about, like, Fannie Lou Hamer and different people like that. So I think taking some of this time to educate yourself as well, is in the long run not only beneficial for you, but for beneficial for future generations.
I agree. It's crazy because literally, Jane Elliott, there's been a lot of clips mm-hmm. about her. I went back recently and watched the whole brown eyed, blue eyed. That was mm-hmm. eye opening. But she was just on, she was doing something about the map of the world.
I saw that today, but I like was at the grocery store, so I didn't look at it, but.
So basically how it's not drawn to scale, how that shows like Greenland is so much bigger than what it actually is. They said that basically the map is drawn in a way that shows, how does she explain it? That shows basically where there's more white people, mm-hmm. it's bigger. Or like the spread of Christianity, it's bigger mm-hmm. than what it really is. And the lady who was interviewing her was basically her insight of it was is showing that, oh, look, this is us. We're bigger. We're better than all of you. But it's really not how, I don't know. It's hard to explain. I haven't quite processed the whole thing, but it was pretty interesting, like listening and looking at it. It's just, it's crazy because it really makes me feel, I have a really bad problem with feeling manipulated, but it makes me feel like I've been brainwashed my whole entire life.
Yeah, literally though, like for real.
Since like I went to school.
And yeah, it's not- like we've been indoctrinated into this culture, like saying, like you remember, like saying the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and shit every day. Like,
yes,
it's all a scam.
it's crazy. Like it's at this point, it's like one of those things where if I have not seen it myself, it is so hard for me to believe. So like I'm on Twitter, and I definitely have to like, you know, detach myself from it because it's like all day I'm sitting here trying to learn more about everything because it's like I do not trust the media at this point.
No one should.
No, seriously, I was listening to Meek Mill Essentials on Apple Music. And, you know, Meek Mill, he has a lot of music about, you know, like freedom and I don't know. Oh, I just, oh, I love him. Anyway,
I love God. But,
to be free, like, what does it mean to be free? It's, you know, that song, but he's talking about how free is when the media, you know, doesn't. What's the word?
I don't know. I'm blanking on the lyric right now.
I'm going to look it up. Hold on.
Okay. But yeah, I rock with Meek Mill. Definitely some people's music is more educating or has more educational value, however you say that, than others. So I definitely think we got a lot to learn. Lately, I feel like I've been getting lost in trying, like how you said, like diving into tweets and like, well, let me look this up and trying to learn more and more.
Right. Not, and that's another thing when it comes into like research with tweets, it's so easy to see something and run with it. We need to take time and actually research before we already form an opinion about something. Because a lot of times we're forming stuff and it's based off of false information. I don't retweet stuff if I see like there's a picture and there's somebody's head that's dripping of blood and then the caption's like, oh, well, he would, this is my friend who was just shot by a black man. Come on now.
Yeah. There's been a lot of things like, especially more recently, like I go to like it and then I like just look under the comments under it just to see like, okay, is this for real or not? Like, have somebody checked them about this before I like retweet it to help prevent spreading that false information.
I found the clip, but what I'm going to just do is I'm just going to insert it in the song because it's his whole first verse, really.
You know what free is, nigga? What's free? Free is when nobody else can tell us what to be. Free is when the TV ain't controlling what we see. Told my niggas I need you. Do all the fame, you know I stay true. Pray my niggas stay free. Made a few mistakes, but this ain't where I wanna be. Before I'm judged by 12, put a 12 on my feet. Told my niggas I need you. Stay up, I know these times ain't true.
So more recently on Twitter, holding yourself accountable and holding others accountable. I've seen that. Sky Jackson, you know her, the little girl from Disney Channel. I mean, I guess she grown up. She's been calling out these racists. And Twitter, I swear, like some FBI agents. Some of y'all need to go into the FBI because y'all be finding out people's home addresses, their phone numbers, and putting them on blast. So like, for y'all who maybe not on Twitter or don't like be on Twitter all the time, Sky Jackson, Freno, you know, from the Disney Channel. But she do other stuff now, has been calling these racists out, child. So they've been, people have been like, emailing her and sending people to her DM. So like, you know, people in their everyday lives, like just have been so comfortable with like being blatantly and openly racist. And they seem to not, I mean, for most of them don't have repercussions. So what Sky's been doing, she's been getting these maybe pictures or video clips of like people displaying racist activity, and like Twitter do your thing. So they've been like locating them, emailing these people's schools, emailing their jobs, and a lot of them have had results. Like people have been expelled from school, fired from their jobs. It's just holding these people accountable. Like, we're tired of this racism. We're tired of this oppression. We're tired of y'all just acting like asses for no reason. So if you want to do that, you don't need to be in a place of power where you can continue to systematically disenfranchise people of color, period.
And I agree. And I love that. I feel like with, especially in the climate right now, for people to sit here and still post stuff like that, it's like you think that you're above this. What is like, oh, we're gonna get in that ass, like, you,
this is what you wanted.
Exactly. So that whole, oh well, my apology, no, don't apologize, because you knew what you were doing and you just started to do it anyway.
Yeah, and keep it.
If you're posting on Snap, like, by all means, please expose yourselves, but just know that you're gonna get this too, and you might not get it the day you do it, but somebody somewhere saw it. We just didn't see it on our timeline yet.
Right. So, I feel like I'm all for this internet justice. And you know what? So another thing, going back to all these petitions, like, I signed, like, so yesterday, you know how you can get lost in a Twitter hole. I found this thread of like people's petitions who like still needed hella signatures. I was up like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, like, just signing petitions, and it makes me sick that all of these petitions are about, we're begging our justice system to inflict justice on people who have murdered people of color. That's what all these petitions are about. Like, it's fucking sad.
Right.
Yeah, like, do your job. Like, so all the petitions, that's like, I don't know, it's just disheartening that as a people, we are resorting to a website to sign petitions to get people in power to do their jobs to persecute murderers. Like, that does not make sense.
The whole thing is just, I'm perplexed. I'm shook.
I'm confused. I am confusion.
It's crazy. But on a positive note, I really do, like we said at the beginning, I really do feel, at this point, I feel change. Like, I feel it. It's so powerful being out there amongst the people, you know, going downtown, and there's more people, there's more white people than black people out on some of those protest days. And that in itself is just like, wow. Like, I've recently tried to stay focused. I've definitely tried to make sure that, because of all this, I'm not also seeing all white people as racist.
Right.
So I really try to plan ahead and cope ahead when I go places. But it's just the feel of that thing is wild.
Yeah, that's another, like, challenging, I don't know, aspect to this whole situation. But I definitely agree, like, thankful for our people of color that have been going out, but also thankful to our Caucasian allies that have been supporting, being on the front lines. Some people, in some cases, actually protecting black protesters or people of color from police brutality at these protests against police brutality. You know, so we definitely appreciate y'all too. You're seen and you're heard.
And it's appreciated for sure. Because now I love when white people use their white privilege to stand against stuff like this. Like, I've been seeing a lot of videos. Like, this is how you use your white privilege.
Yep. And unless you're a racist.
Unless you're racist, right. And it's amazing. Like, I've been seeing a lot of videos of even like children speaking to their parents and trying to educate their parents.
Ooh, going off that, even so, we've been talking about celebrities using their platform and like certain companies. So Nickelodeon utilized their platform. Did you see that?
Yes, I've seen that.
So a lot of people are complaining. So for those of y'all who may not know, Nickelodeon, you know, they had the Rugrats and all that stuff. They put out a commercial that was like, I can't breathe. And it had a person, you know, sounding like they were struggling to breathe in the background and with a black screen. And it basically went on for 8 minutes and 46 seconds to represent the amount of time that the police officer had his knee on George Floyd's neck. And a lot of people were like complaining about that. So I went to like a tweet that was about that, and looking at a lot of the comments, people are complaining like children shouldn't have to see this. Like, this is not an issue for children. Like, I'm suing Nickelodeon. But what a lot of people, like going back to the bigger picture, a lot of people of color, their children have to experience that at this age. So is your child, why shouldn't your child be experienced to this at this age? Like, maybe the message may have been lost a little, because I guess, like, that could be scary. Like, all of a sudden there's a commercial on TV talking about I can't breathe and somebody breathing hard. Like, if I was a child, I might be like, okay, now what's going on? But at the same time, like, the message, they did change the commercial to be like just a screen, like their classical orange screen with white words, but did change it, and it still lasted 8 minutes and 46 seconds. But I think that people who think their children are immune from talking about race and racism are, again, part of the problem.
I agree. It's the whole mindset of, if it doesn't apply to me, I'm going to mind my business. And I'm like that with a lot of things. But when it comes to Black lives, literally murdering people, this is not one of those conversations where we can agree to disagree. It's not one of those things where you have the option to not care. I feel as if, regarding the commercial, this is one of the opportunities where you can take to, okay, I understand, like you said, it may be scary for children to hear that, but that's one of those opportunities where, okay, turn it off, but have the conversation with your child. Like, this is happening because A, B, C, and D. Children are old enough, depending on the age, children are aware of differences with the skin color. There's lots.
And that comes early.
Exactly. So this is one of the opportunities where to take, like, okay, well, this unfortunately is how it is. We Black people grow up, you know, having the conversation with even my younger brother about, okay, if a police officer stops you, this is not okay. It should not be like that. We should not have to educate our children to know how to, quote unquote, act when stopped by the police officers. And yet that is something we do because that is how it is. So with all of this, I don't need to educate my child about this. This isn't right. They're a child. Well, at some point our Black children become adults and are seen as threats rather than children. So the same needs to apply to everyone. And unfortunately that's how it is. And, you know, times do need to change, but in order for times to change, at this point in time, this is what's important to be done.
Right, we have to educate. And just like what age is the appropriate age for you and your child then? Because I mean, for some children, they don't get to make it. So like Tamir Rice, who was playing with, what was it, a toy BB gun or something like that, was murdered by the police. There's plenty of people. I saw this post on Instagram. They were like, so at what age were you first, like, assaulted by a police officer or had a gun shoved in your face by a police officer? And just strolling down that post was like eye-opening. Like, I'm thankful. But just seeing like some of those people that had like 9 years old, 12 years old, 11 years old, 17 years old, like any age is too young, especially if you weren't committing like had a gun to somebody's head, like for a gun to be waved in your face as a child by someone who is sworn to protect you, that could be a little traumatizing. So I don't think there's a certain age limit on which you need to like, oh, let me hold back one more day. They're going to turn 18 before you can educate your child on something that is going to affect them from the time they enter this world to the time they leave this world.
Agreed.
Globally, so we try to take things global here too. So we have seen protests in support of Black Lives Matter all over the globe. We see it, we respect it. Paris, I think Japan, Hong Kong, like everywhere. So this is, I feel like you said earlier, like things are changing. We have our voices, they're being heard. And I say, let's just keep it going.
Yep. And I am definitely in support of the, you know, Twitter, definitely this whole this you type, where, you know, they show somebody post something and then they come back with the receipt. This you question mark. I am all in favor of that movement. I would want to say, like, before we wrap up, one video that I believe that everyone listening should try to take a look at is that Jane Elliott's Brown Eyed, Blue Eyed. It is very eye-opening. If you are having these conversations with your white counterparts, I do believe that's also a video that would be important for them to take a look at. It's very in your face, so just prepare for that. But I do feel as if it's an important video with a very important message.
Yeah, I agree. That's a really good video. Also, there's a post that I forgot the exact name of it, but you can kind of Google it. So it's like what to say in response to someone who says all lives matter. And it's like 9 different ways of how to tell them, hey, you're being a dick. We know all lives matter, but right now we're talking about Black lives. So we can put some links and retweet some of those things on our Twitter just so you can have easy access to those. So in conclusion, you can find us at The Trapologist on both Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We're all out here. You can find our podcast on SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, and I feel like I'm missing one, Google Podcast. And then tag us for more informative tweets. Like if you find something that's interesting that you think would be beneficial to promote on our platform, let us know. If it's of good quality, we'll go definitely check it out and, you know, talk about it here. So also, if you have any other ideas or things that you think are relevant, let us know and we'll bring those up and talk about those as well. So again, The Trapologist on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. All right. So signing out. I'm Kay.
Everybody, please stay safe out here. If you go protest, please protest with a group of people. Make sure someone knows where you're at. Just at all times, stay safe. Please look up tactics, useful tactics to use while you are protesting. And ultimately, again, please stay safe.
Yes. All right. We out.